Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Is Brad Marchand the greatest South Florida athlete of all time? Who? We will go around the room and discuss. Is he a greater South Florida athlete than Dwayne Wade and Dan Marino combined, Crowder?
A couple nights ago, yes. That man can play some damn hockey, boy. Goodness gracious.
It is unbelievable. And really, it's remarkable because I saw people, they were tweeting out, like, is this the greatest trade deadline acquisition? Seth Jones and Brad Marchand. The greatest trade deadline acquisitions in the history of sport.
Yes. Easy. Yes.
I mean, I have to look at the list. I don't know if I could say it that easily, but I'd have to look at the list. I mean, for usually a trade deadline acquisition is almost, I don't want to say it's an afterthought. And I'm having a tough time too, because I want to say right now that a trade deadline acquisition doesn't have the kind of effect that Brad Marchand has had on this Panthers team, but they were already a Stanley Cup winning team. So now I want to throttle back what I just said, because
he's not just coming in. He's not just coming in assisting Barkov.
No,
he's winning games in the finals. Think about this. You have to go to championship teams, to your point. The big three, they got together in the offseason. Shaq was added 06 in the offseason. The Dolphins had, we won a playoff game in 25 years. We had to go back to the 70s to look if they had a trade deadline. No, I think it's easy to say he's the best trade deadline acquisition.
But I'm talking in all of sport, not just South Florida, all of sport.
Yeah, I'm slow on my computer. I need a long time to look.
Yeah, I gotta figure out where he stay. I mean, he's got to be on the list, right? The only caveat is that they had already just won a championship. That's the only. Regardless, Brad Marchand has been unbelievable.
Stupid good.
It's just unbelievable. Speaking of acquisitions, something that's I think going to be talked about over the next few days. Kevin Durant, this seems to be gaining some momentum. There's like three teams now that Kevin Durant seems to be, I should say that he's honing in on, but that Phoenix would be honing in on for him and for them based on what the teams can offer. But the Heat is one of those teams. I also saw, I think it was DraftKings has, it was either DraftKings or FanDuel, has the Heat as the favorites to land Russell Westbrook. There's some activity going on. I mean, you could reunite Durant and Westbrook.
ten years too late. Let's see what the Marks brothers can do out there on the field. Thing,
I mean, I did see people tweeting, like, it were actual reporters. Like, if you add Kevin Durant to Bam Adebayo and Tyler Hero, let's say you can keep them all, and that's your new big three, is that, and I know we talked about it last week, but there are people who have different ideas, is that enough to win the East. Durant, Bam, Tyler.
I'm torn on this because it's crazy. You kept saying it last week, Hawk. We're acting like Kevin Durant is a third string guard somewhere, and we're adding him to a package. He's a Hall of Famer. But we watched Brooklyn and we watched Phoenix. The Phoenix didn't even make the playoffs. So that's what gives me a little indecision about the trade.
So Lana, where do you stand on all this? Where do you stand on Brad Marchand, and where do you stand on Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook?
Brad Marchand might be the greatest South Florida sports athlete of all time. Like I don't believe I could go back on my Brad Marchand take and not look at it and say I am moronic. The fact that you guys did not fire me for that is, you know, I appreciate it.
Well, you didn't say it on the air. You only said it via text. Mm-hmm. And I did share it again after the game.
Yeah. I noticed
he texted, is this Marchand guy, do we even know if he's any good?
Huh.
I foresee him being a playoff bum. And he might win the Conn Smythe.
Yeah, he might. He probably should. Him or Sam Bennett.
So it's either him or Sam Bennett. You know, I had that future on Sergei Bobrovsky to win the Conn Smythe, $50 at plus 1,500. And the offer that they're offering me now is $5.06. So Sergei Bobrovsky is not going to win the Conn Smythe.
No.
Now, I will tell you, I put in a bet on Brad Marchand to win it at plus 450. Sam Bennett is the odds-on favorite at like minus 150 or something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking a flyer on Marchand at plus 450. He keeps scoring goals. The story itself of him leaving Boston, coming to a rival, and maybe being the best postseason player in the NHL. Like, I'm taking a flyer on plus 450. I put it in yesterday.
And I can't. I would miss a goal with empty netter from 4 feet. So I'm not taking it for granted what these guys do. But Marchand's not getting an assist across and the goalie's running back. Off the faceoff, he's grabbing the puck, jumping over people's sticks, flipping it through his legs and scoring. Like, the optics of it, he should win the damn Conn Smythe.
He looks amazing. He looks amazing.
He's 37?
Is he 37 and Durant 37? Are they both 37?
I believe Marchand is 36. 36 years old.
How old's Durant?
30. Oh, no. Marchand's 37. You're right, Crowder. Yeah. 37. He just turned 37.
Durant's hairline is 82.
Durant.
how old is he, though?
Durant is 36, but he turns 37 late September.
That would be kind of funny. They have two 37-year-old superstars on your hockey and basketball teams.
We're bringing in all the AARP teams. Come on, little guy.
But
we're in Florida, too.
I mean, it makes sense.
What bothers me about the Durant thing is people now are saying, forget Durant, tank, blow it all up. And I understand it. Hey, even with Kevin Durant, are you really going to win a title? And I don't know, right? Like, I don't know.
Well, and you're going to be locked into him for the next year or two after that.
Two seasons, for sure. He wants a two-year contract extension. Yeah, yeah. I get that. I understand why that's worrisome. And I'm with you.
And there are people saying, hey, that's the money you could have given to Jimmy Butler and kept him here.
Right, but Jimmy Butler and Kevin Durant, at this stage, if you're choosing Jimmy over Kevin Durant, you got to get your head examined. You have to. The Miami Heat need scoring. For 20 years, since Dwayne Wade wasn't prime Dwayne Wade anymore, what have the Heat missed? It's somebody who can score the basketball. I said 20, really like 10 years. Score the basketball efficiently. They have potentially a superstar in Kevin Durant that wants to come here. And all the conversation is like, no, forget that. Let's tank. It is so easy to sit on Twitter and say, hey, blow it all up. Let's be bad for 5 years so we can be like Oklahoma City. It is so easy to do that year in, year out. And you know what? Maybe it is the right move, especially since Desmond Bane's getting 4 first-round picks to just blow it all up. But the Heat aren't going to do it. So why are we acting like that's the only move that Miami needs to make?
Well,
they can
the
add
only
Kevin
move.
Durant.
I mean,
Kevin Durant.
It's not the only move, but there is a valid argument to make for
sure.
You keep putting Band-Aids. You keep taping a wall that is falling down. And at some point, there's just diminished returns on that. Yeah. Like, at some point, you got to tear it down and build a new wall.
But it's easy to just assume that everybody can do what Oklahoma City did. Go look at Oklahoma City after they traded Russell Westbrook to Houston. I mean, that's a long process. And they got lucky. SGA got gifted to them. Like that, you know how many teams the Sixers spent 2 decades trying to do that? And all they've gotten is bum-ass Joel Embiid. Like, it is hard to do that. It's easy now to just say, blow it up, trade Bam for 5 first-round picks. And then the next 3 seasons, Bam Adebayo's winning titles somewhere else or helping teams contend somewhere else. Kevin Durant maybe hoists a trophy with Minnesota, and you're sitting here with a bunch of first-round picks and multiple 15, 16-win seasons? Like, that is a hard process, and people don't realize that. They just want assets. Give me first-round picks. I want picks. Well, no, you can have Kevin Durant. You can have him.
And two parts. I've heard that too, Solana. If you want me to pepper spray you, say, if you're going to pay Durant, you might as well pay Jimmy Butler. I'm going to shoot you with bear spray in your eyes. That is the craziest thing in the world. Kevin Durant's a Hall of Famer. Jimmy's not nowhere close to Kevin Durant's skill set. And then this blow-up thing, is that the thought of it? Is trade Bam, get as much you can back for Bam, trade Tyler? Because they're not going to sit around here and play for no reason to be the 10 seed every year either. They'll know, and the Heat culture, they're going to know that we're not trying to win. I don't think Riley and Spo would know how to damn tank. They went 41-41 with James Johnson.
It's not – I mean, you guys are using the term tank. It's not tank. It's just restarting everything. Yeah. I mean, that there's a difference between tanking and saying, no, we got to rebuild. Because rebuilding isn't tanking. It's acknowledging you're not going to be competitive for a little bit. But it's I just want to say there's a difference between tanking and rebuilding.
Right.
But they may say, you know what? If we're going to grind our wheels for the next 3 seasons, because we don't think Kevin Durant, if we have to give up everything in order to get him and we don't think it's a championship roster, we're going to grind our wheels for 3 seasons. Should we do that and be ready with what we think could be a championship team through the draft and all the assets that we acquire? Or should we do that and just kind of hope that something magical happens, but then at the end of 3 seasons, you're still kind of exactly where you are because you've got expiring contracts of older players who maybe haven't won you a championship? For me, it's a very difficult call to make. It's not as easy as, hey, do you want to be competitive or do you want to tank? To me, it's much greater than that.
But what they've shown us through the big three, then with Jimmy Butler going to 2 championships, even though we lost, winning the East. Now, we saw last year what Bam, Tyler, Wiggins, those guys could do. We watched it. Now, no Jimmy. We're going to go into another year with Bam, Tyler, and Wiggins, and them, Hacky Lackey Jr. and all these guys?
No. You would not. You would trade Bam for picks. You would trade Tyler for picks. You would start the rebuild. The question is, we're here in 2025. The question is, when you get to 2028, what's going to have happened over the past 3 years, right? Have you done anything with, hey, let's go get an aging superstar? Are they anything better than the 5 seed, the 4 seed, the 3 seed? Maybe they go 2 rounds in the playoffs. And then at the end of 3 seasons, you're nowhere near anywhere because you don't have enough. You haven't been bad enough to get good draft picks. You don't have anything left of value to trade. Or when you get to 2028, do you want to have had 4 quality first-round draft picks and maybe the opportunity to trade for Ja Morant?
Right.
Or, like, that's the question. It's not like, hey, do we want to – no one is saying run it back with Bam, Wiggins, and Tyler. It's either tear it down to the foundation and start building up again because we think in 2028 we are OKC, or – yeah, let's get an aging superstar because we think between now and 2028, we'll be able to put together a miracle run to the finals again.
And it truly is a fair assessment of what should be on the table. I believe it is. potentially reset. Desmond Bane's getting 4 first-round picks. What would Bam get? And how quickly can you stockpile picks to be able to trade for superstars? Look at Luka Doncic. Look at Desmond Bane. Like, I'm not saying it's a dumb approach, Hawk. I'm with you. Should the Heat consider it if they can't get Kevin Durant? Absolutely. But you know what else I'm watching? The Indiana Pacers with a roster that 8 months ago nobody told me would have told me was had championship aspirations. Nobody would have said they have title aspirations. And when they traded 3 first-round picks for Pascal Siakam, nobody said, hey, that's going to elevate them to go be back in the NBA Finals. And you know what gets you closer to competing? Kevin Durant. It gets you closer, and then who knows what happens?
Well,
maybe
again,
somebody else wants to come
here. The question
for
Riley is, do we want to be closer, or do we want to feel like we've put it together?
Yeah.
And but this is the thing too, that, and this is my point. I understand what you're saying, the tank or rebuild, reload, and all the Riley does this in his postseason press conference. He uses a bunch of cute words to say what they're gonna do. Starting lineup next year is Khalil Ware, Davion Mitchell, Pelle Larsen, and Haywood Highsmith. Maybe throw Alejandro Solana in there. Like we're gonna take the court with that.
Well, I mean that's the option. There's 2 options. Add an aging superstar who you can get. You can't get anyone other than Kevin Durant or Russell Westbrook. They're not available. So you have 2 options. Add an aging superstar to who you have, or take the court with what you just said. I mean, that's the only 2. Because the other option will be to run it back with Bam and Tyler.
Do you move one? Could you move one, or you just go? Because Duncan's gone, right?
You gotta either jump in head first, or you can't keep middling here. You can't keep riding the fence. Like you gotta do one or the other. You're squirreling.
I want the squirreling.
but I'll tell you what.
We can keep Bam around and just see what happens.
Okay, but I'll tell you what. The Miami Heat, in my opinion, I'm not saying a source. I'm telling you. I don't see the Miami Heat trading Bam Adebayo.
Neither do I.
Unless it was for Giannis. Like, there's outliers. Right. But for what's at play right now, what's on the table, I don't see Pat Riley, Andy Ellisberg, Eric Spoelstra.
What about for
even.
4 first-round picks?
No, I don't. I don't, because they have chosen him to be the next culture bearer, the next face of the franchise. Whether or not you think he's talented enough is another question. That's who they chose. They hand-selected. They don't take that bleep lightly, man. Like, they believe in that stuff. Psychologically, they believe in it. They're not just going to turn around and say, hey, you know what? We missed on Kevin Durant. We're pressing a reset button here. We're trading you to Sacramento for 5 first-round picks. They don't function that way. They just don't. Could they trade Tyler? Absolutely. For first-round yeah. picks. Could they trade Andrew Wiggins elsewhere for picks? Absolutely. I could see all that playing out. The one I have a hard time believing is Bam Adebayo, because this organization functions a certain way. They wouldn't have traded Udonis Haslam. They're not trading Bam Adebayo, man. I just don't see it.
All right, we're going to talk with Will Manso this hour.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I can ask him about that. I want to talk some Panthers with Will as well. Let us begin today's show, although we already have, but let's get headlines here for the 2 o'clock hour with Solana, brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
I would be remiss if I did not open up the show with the biggest headline I saw over the past 72 hours since we were last on the air. And it does not include the Florida Panthers, who are a game away from the Stanley Cup final, hoisting it for the second straight year. It does not include the FIFA Club World Cup, which is in our backyard. It does not include Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, and not even Shohei Ohtani, who will be back on the mound for the first time since 2023. But the Glizzy Gobbler is back, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, he is.
July 4th, the return.
So now, correct me if I'm wrong, because we talked about this extensively last summer. He had signed a deal that was a competitor, at least George Shea and Major League Eating thought was a competitor to Nathan's, which was a plant-based hot dog. I forget, was it Beyond Meat? I forget who the sponsor was. He's still got a deal with him, but they said that that forbade him from competing in the 4th of July contest on Coney Island last year. And remember, he didn't. Did he do a Netflix special with Kobayashi?
Yeah, it was Impossible Foods, and he did. They ended up doing the Netflix special.
Trying to make sure that I remembered that correctly. So they had that head-to-head, and it kind of fell flat, didn't it?
Fell extraordinarily flat. It was on during our show. Yeah,
the fact that I'm not even certain that it happened.
Didn't he do something with
it? Like someone going, did the U.S. play the USSR in the 80 Olympics? I can't quite remember. Yeah, it may have fallen a little flat based on the fact that I couldn't remember. So Joey Chestnut is back. Do we have any idea maybe if Kobayashi will compete with the Nathan's hot dog eating contest on the 4th? Because that would be great.
Yeah. He went out and tried something himself and said, let me get on back over here with the big dogs.
Well, he kept the sponsor. He made his money. My gut instinct, Major League Eating needed this more than Joey Chestnut did.
You know
he
what?
Had a seven-figure sponsorship deal with Impossible Foods. That has not changed. He got the Netflix money from that special with Kobayashi. So I guarantee you that was a big payday. I think George Shea at Major League Eating was like, we need Joey Chestnut back in this contest and let's figure something out, Nathan's, with, you know, whether it's a lesser deal with them or something. But I think cooler heads probably prevailed, saying, hey, we need Joey Chestnut in this thing, because who was the winner last year? Do you remember?
It was Joey Chestnut.
I was just going to say. No, he didn't compete last year.
Who was it?
Oh, you're talking about in the actual Nathan's hot dog eating contest?
In the Nathan's one, yeah.
I don't know.
How deep can you go with names? It's like the NBA. Right. You watch players.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, who do we know? We know, Badlands only does the drinks now. He's just such a bad competitive eater.
The lady we had
Mickey
on.
Mickey Sudo, we know. Yeah, she's the ladies champion. Yeah,
we got four.
That's why I think this was more for Major League Eating than for Joey.
Yes. You hit it on the head.
Patrick Bertoletti from the United
States.
Ah,
that's right. That's right. Big Mouth Bertoletti.
Mm-hmm. He's got the mohawk.
Is that his nickname?
No.
That's not his nickname. You don't know who that man is. Big Mouth Bertoletti.
Should have gone with Big Dog Bertoletti. Damn it. Hot dogs. Big dogs. Come on, Hockman.
Bertoletti from Chicago won the 2024 Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest and the first ever poutine eating competition in Toronto.
Good for him.
Mm.
Also holds numerous world records, including the most milk consumed in an hour.
How much? I can drink some milk.
Oh, God. I love milk, but, man, not at 55.
A gallon. Oh, the rest of the day is going to be terrible for me, but if I can compete, I'll compete.
I could compete, but then I could also compete with a fire hose.
I think I could put down a gallon.
In an hour?
Yeah.
A gallon, man, that would hurt.
Oh, on the way out?
Yeah, like just sitting there. And
yeah. Squatty potty, knees up. Ooh.
I wouldn't even need the squatty potty. That'd be one of the times where.
Knees high.
Reading like the world records that some of these competitive eaters have is insane. He ate 44 cherry kalash. Kalash, is that how you pronounce it? Kolaches.
Oh, those kolache. That's kolaches. They have those at Buckies.
Right. 40.
That's the only time I've ever had a kolache is at Buckies.
44 cherry kolaches in 8 minutes.
They're like a pastry almost. They're like almost like an empanada.
Yeah. It. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. He ate 11 pounds of shoe fly pie.
Ah, who doesn't love a little shoe fly pie?
I don't know what that is.
Isn't that what we gave DBJ? Shoe fly pie and apple jam.
Yeah, candy? That was his dad's song that he liked, the shoe fly pie song.
I read through some of the other headlines. Ohtani will make his pitching debut with the Dodgers. First start since 2023. Marlins open up a weekend series hosting the Philadelphia Phillies tonight. I should say weekday series, 6:40 p.m. They're going to play four straight here in Miami. And the Florida Panthers have an opportunity to wrap up the Stanley Cup final. They went on the road. They dominated. Brad Marchand is unbelievable. Tomorrow, Amerant Bank Arena, game six tonight in the NBA series. Tied up at two games apiece. Tip-off is at 8:30. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy. Tonight, the lows will be in the 80s. That is your weather.
And also, I did hear you say Hodes the record.
He did.
Will Manso is going to join us in the next segment. We'll talk some Panthers and NBA with him. Don't go anywhere.
Coming up next on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
That team has guts the size of Eddie House's testicles.
Hawk and Crowder.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Will Manso is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. You see him on Local 10. I think he stayed back for Father's Day instead of going to Edmonton on Saturday because he would have missed Father's Day yesterday. Is that correct, Will? Did you stayed back, right?
I did. I had the option. So if the Panthers had won the game four, which obviously I was rooting for, I would have gone to Edmonton because it would have been a clinching scenario.
Right.
But I had reached an agreement with my boss that, hey, if it's not a clinching scenario, since it is a Saturday, we only had one show at night, if I could stay for Father's Day weekend, he said absolutely. So they lost. I was sad, but it gave me some extra time with the kids, so that was nice.
Yeah, and we want to see them close it out tomorrow night and sunrise and make everybody happy. We were talking at the beginning of the show. Brad Marchand, I don't know because I got to look it up, but in the pantheon of trade deadline acquisitions has to be on the Mount Rushmore. I mean, of all trade deadline acquisitions in all of sports ever, no?
I mean, certainly South Florida sports. I mean, I have to look up, you know, as far as like last second deals that were unexpected. And you guys have probably heard the stories, and I don't know if your listeners have, but Paul Maurice has told it a few times. He told it this weekend again. The day of the trade deadline, he was closing up his office, and it was 5 minutes, 10 minutes left before the deadline. He was out, you know, he was leaving. And he got a call from Bill Zito and said, hold on a second. What would you think if we could get Brad Marchand? And he looked at him and said, I'm sorry, what? Get Brad Marchand? He said, yeah. And he said, I would think it's, you know, yes. I mean, get him. And it turned out that they got him at the literally last minute. So when you look at that, you know, he was coming off injury. The history he had in Boston comes over here and takes his time to get healthy. And now he looks like he's the Brad Marchand from 10 years ago. It's insane. The quality that they got, the player they got, the leader they got in the biggest of moments in the Stanley Cup final.
And Will, watching those games now, like early in game one, game two, they were getting 30 shots on goal and all. I think last night was like 20 and 19. Is this what wearing a team down looks like? Because we always hear about the Panthers' physicality wearing a team down.
Yeah.
Even those fast guys don't look as fast as they were game one and two.
Yeah, and I think both teams probably get a little of that, and I think this is where the Panthers' depth comes into play because all their lines are so talented and so deep and so productive that maybe they start to look like the fresher team as the series goes on, and then the speed advantage Edmonton had isn't so significant as you watch the games. But I think more so too, Channing, on that, I think that's certainly a part of it, but I think you got to give credit to Paul Maurice and his staff for some of the adjustments. I mean, the power play was excellent. The kill was excellent last game. The way they have made the power play much more difficult. There was a time where you entered this series, and certainly in the beginning of this series, that if Edmonton got on the power play, you're just waiting for the goal to happen. It's almost like, okay, whatever. It's a 2-2 game. You know what I mean? It's a 1-1 game. Whatever the score is at that moment. Now they are figuring out ways to slow down Connor McDavid, who's got one goal in the series, getting them less opportunity, to your point on shots on goal, less high danger shots on the power play, and it makes Edmonton look like a completely different team. So it's part the grind of the series, and it's part the adjustments from Paul Maurice and his staff defensively.
Hey, Will, other than the obvious ones, Sam Bennett, Brad Marchand, who's been like your unsung hero for the Florida Panthers? Maybe somebody who's not getting enough credit that they should be. I guess Sergei Bobrovsky also applies. But I have my own ranking here. Guys I want to run through a brick wall for. And right now, leading that list is Gustav Forsling. They had an ISO cam of Forsling. This dude's laying out on the ice, and he's a defenseman. Like, I know there's a bunch of other guys.
What about
Lundell,
Jonah Gadjevich.
Yeah, like, who is it?
The top three for me are, you got to say Forsling, but you've seen it now a couple of years where he'll just lay his body out for anything. And he's talking about an unsung guy where stats don't show up. I mean, he'll block anything. He'll dive for anything. He'll lay his body out there for anything. But I think Jonah Gadjevich, what he did the other day as well, I mean, he put himself on the list of Panther favorites for the future, especially if they win this cup of memories of a cup of a tough guy enforcer. And I love Nico Mikkola, because I look at a guy who's so freaking big, so huge, and the way he moves and the way he plays, like, I'll watch him when he's on the ice, and it's just so much fun to see the way he skates at his size, attacking people, again, like Forsling, like Gadjevich, like pretty much anybody on that team, throwing their body out of the line. And I think it goes to the personality of, you hear it from Tkachuk, you hear it from Barkov, you hear it from the leaders and now Marchand, but those guys are as important as anyone else on that roster. They don't win this Stanley Cup if they could finish this without those guys doing the things that we're talking about right now.
Let's shift gears over to the NBA before we run out of time. There was a huge trade. Desmond Bane, what was it, four first-round picks? Four unprotected first-round picks. And there's also some, you know, percolating news about Kevin Durant to the Heat and maybe Russell Westbrook to the Heat. What do you think? If you add Kevin Durant, let's say you can add Kevin Durant and you don't lose Bam or Tyler, where are they in the East? Bam, KD, Tyler Hero is your big three.
Hawk, I said it last night on our sports show with Clay, because we debated, like, you know, what do you give up for KD? Like, what do you legitimately give up? And I said anything but Bam or Tyler. That's where I leave it. And when you talk about assets and building for the future and all this stuff, you look at what happened here. If you go back to December when the Heat and Pacers were basically the same team, at least it seemed like, you know, and this is obviously pre all the Jimmy stuff, you're thinking to yourself, okay, the Pacers are about as likely as the Heat are to get to the finals. You know, it's unlikely. And the Pacers are in the NBA Finals battling against a 68-win team. I mean, you look at what they did, or 64, whatever they were, 64-win team. You look at what they did, and it shows you that the East is wide open still. So, yeah, Kevin Durant with Bam and Tyler, and you put other pieces in there, led by Eric Spoelstra, I think is a team that could compete for one of the top few seeds and have an opportunity to compete in the playoffs. I do. I just don't think, and I think you have to think that way, because what I told Clay last night is what I'll tell you right now, Hawk. I don't want to see this team run it back. There were times where that offense and that team last year were unwatchable. And it's okay to say that. They were. Defensively, they play hard, and Spo, they always have a chance. And I love all those things in the culture. But this team needs something. And a 26-point score, I don't care what age he is, and Kevin Durant, moves the needle for me to them being competitive in the East. I think you do what you can to get him.
But, Will, the only thing, and Kevin Durant's a Hall of Famer first ballot. He's one of the most amazing scorers I've watched with my own eyes living. But I watched Brooklyn with him and James Harden, nothing. Then I watched Phoenix with him, Devin Booker, and Bradley Beal. They didn't even make the playoffs, Will. So that is that something that should pop in my head when I think about Kevin Durant? Is just he had to get with Steph Curry and Draymond Green and them boys to win a championship.
I mean, you could kind of, you know, you could say the same thing with LeBron, right? LeBron had to come here with Dwayne and CB, and he won the title, and then he gets Anthony Davis. And you know, I get the logic. You're not wrong. But I think Kevin Durant's a different type of superstar in the sense that, you know, he gets a lot of backlash for stuff like that. But the reality is, he doesn't have to come in here and be a leader. He doesn't come after be a rah-rah guy. You got Bam for that. You know, you got guys in that building that – you got obviously even UD behind the scenes. You have guys in that building that are leaders that can be the heart and soul of the team. Just go in there, take your hoodie off, score 26 points, put it back on, come back the next day, deal with the media however you want to deal with, and be Kevin Durant, because the Heat are missing something. And to me, a player of his caliber, his elite scoring ability, I've never heard a bad thing about Kevin Durant as a teammate, right? I've never heard that he's difficult. And they just dealt with 5-6 years of a guy who came in with the label of being difficult, and they went to two NBA Finals. So to me, a guy like KD would fit in just fine. I don't see a problem with any of the other stuff that, you know, as far as what he's done or hasn't done in the past in certain teams. I think here he would fit in fine and help this team be a lot better and a lot more watchable and exciting than they've been the last couple of years.
I know it's a fluid situation, Will. I saw Shams Charania a couple hours ago say that KD has no desire, quote, to be in Minnesota, and now the Miami Heat are the betting favorites. But I realize, very fluid situation. But you are seeing people kind of cape up for guys they don't think the Heat should trade. And look, is Khalil Ware on that list for you? If it means Kevin Durant, would you be willing to part ways with Khalil Ware? Or is there still too much upside there for the Heat and they should do everything they can to keep him?
I mean, there's two parts to that. The second part you just said is true. There's a lot of upside and they should do whatever they can to keep him. But if you can get Kevin Durant, the only ones I'm not trading are Bam and Tyler. That's it. Because to me, KD, Bam, and Tyler is your new nucleus once you move past post Jimmy. And let's not forget what the Heat did. That was their core, right? The core of Jimmy, Bam, and Tyler, with other pieces mixed with the development of Gabe and Max and all those things and Duncan hitting threes, that became an NBA final team twice. So if you throw Kevin Durant for the next couple of years in there and you mix and match and you trust again, you trust your head coach, one of the ultimate greats of Spo, you trust your front office to fill in pieces, to me, that's a chance you take. That's a risk you take other than running it back, because running it back isn't going to work. We've seen it 2 years in a row. It's just not going to work. They have to pivot post-Jimmy, and that has to include an alpha, a guy that can take that lead role. And I don't know if anybody fits that better for the short term than Kevin Durant.
You're telling me, Will, that if the deal was presented to you and it included Tyler Hero and not Bam, you would say no to Kevin Durant?
Well, the problem is you have to think what else is going on, because I don't think the combo of KD and Bam is going to move the needle by itself in the East. I think it has to have Tyler, because I think Tyler is at his best when he's not the alpha. And Tyler handled the alpha role pretty well post-Jimmy, but we saw that he needs help. You throw in a 25-point score, and then Tyler can be the 23, 25-point score as the secondary guy. Now you're talking about a team that I think that can make some noise and be good in the East. I think you take that away, and yeah, you're losing too much scoring. What you're getting in KD and losing in Tyler doesn't balance out to me.
And, Will, what is if KD's off the books, let's say KD goes to Houston, wherever else he's talking about, then what do you do? Because I don't want to run it back either. But now what do you do? We depend on Russell Westbrook to come in here and be the one? Because he can't shoot a three. They leave him wide open nowadays. What would be option two if we can't get KD?
I mean, the option two, Channing, is basically running back, but for the beginning of the year, of having Andrew Wiggins as that third piece, you know? And that's, and then you see what the development of Khalil was. You see if Nico could stay healthy and how he develops all year. You are essentially, if you don't get KD, now, are there other things that could open up in the next, you know, 7-8 weeks? Sure, I'm sure there are. But the reality is this is what's in front of you. So there would be some sort of a version of run it back. Because to me, run it back, everybody says run it back, right? Run it back, it's a term we use a lot. It's not that you're bringing the same 15 guys back, but that you're bringing the same core back. And the core post-Jimmy was Tyler, Bam, and Andrew Wiggins, you know, in the development of those young guys I mentioned. I don't see a scenario, if they don't get KD, outside, again, of another star coming free for some reason, that it's not going to be some sort of version of that next season.
Will Manso, see him on Local 10. We'll see you at the Amerind Bank Arena tomorrow, Will.
I will come by and say hello. I cannot wait. I wish it was today, guys. I really am. I hate this extra day. I want to get there tomorrow, but we'll have some fun.
I'm ready to roll as well, man. I hope close it out tomorrow. That would be fun. We'll see you, Will. Please. We appreciate your time.
You got it, guys.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Crowder, speak the gospel on hockey. Tell him.
Made a puckin' boy.
Hawk and Crowder.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.